Prophetic Word of Healing for Winter 2023. This is where we discuss the energetics of the winter season as revealed to me by the Most High. This is Prophetess Mary Ayodele. Thank you for joining in today. I'm a prophetess in the denomination of the Eternal Sacred Order of Cherubim and Seraphim Church. My church is based in Benin City in Edo State, Nigeria. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and other social media outlets by looking for Prophetess Mary Ayodele. You can find my podcast, Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resiliency, on Amazon Music, Spotify, and other podcast platforms. You can also send me a direct message if you'd like to be added to my mailing list. So to begin, we're going to review the prophetic word for this decade that we're in right now. We're in a 10-year cycle of change and transformation. One of the best ways to deal with this cycle is to build compassion, kindness, and gentleness into your lives. Make time, make room for it, and to remember to pace yourself. Take your time doing things and to be gentle with yourself. It's important to review the prophetic word for this year of 2023 because everything builds on the thing before it. The review of 2023's prophetic word is handled in more depth on my YouTube channel. However, for today's discussion, we want to hit some key points. This year, we were to look at preventative health. We want to settle disputes very quickly with people. We want to interact much more with plant life, and that meant growing them and or other ways of interacting with them. We want to relinquish addictions, not just to substances, but to situations, people's attitudes, relationships, things that we know are not good for us. And that includes relationships that we build with ourselves, like habits and things of that nature. The scripture for this year to review every week was Psalm 83. We're still in 2023, so it's not too late to read Psalm 83. You could also print it out, make it a screensaver, but familiarize yourself with that. Now, giving honor to the Most High, who's ahead of my life, these points have been revealed for the winter season of 2023. When I say winter season, I'm discussing December 21st to March 21st, 2024. This is a season of completion. You want to finish what you've started. You need to prepare to step into transition. Transition is coming if you like it or not. What's important is how you manage transition. Challenges of cancellations, delays, conclusions, those things are what it looks like if you're resistant. If you flow with this energy, this is a great time to tie things up. Wrap it up, especially with paperwork. If you have some paperwork you know you need to mail in or sign or turn in, taxes, forms, wills, some kind of official paperwork with the government you haven't completed, this is your time to do it. And this time, again, we're talking this season, okay? Stay on top of things. Make lists for yourself. Make more than one list. Make it electronic, make it on paper. Don't worry about what people say if they see you making a list. They may even imitate you and get more organized in their own lives. It will be easy to lose track of people and things. So you want to start reconfirming things that have already been confirmed. It's okay to double check on things. Make the health appointments you have not made this year. So if you know this year you were supposed to go to the dentist, you put it off. If you know this year you needed a mammogram, you put it off. If you know this year you were supposed to take care of your health, but you just got too busy, make that appointment now in this season. Even though it may not happen this month, that doesn't matter. We're not talking about the end of this year. We're talking about a season of wrapping things up, dealing with our health, and dealing in a productive way with conclusions and things of that nature. It's good to release your fears, learn how to deal with transitions, and to protect your health. If you have something going on in your life that you know is detrimental to your health, it's okay to step back from that, take a deep breath, and slow things down. Remember, I talked about pacing yourself for this entire decade. This is only 2023. The decade is from 2020 to 2030, so we have a lot of time to get some things in order for ourselves and build a really healthy toolbox to use to get through these challenging times that we may face. Also, refresh your medicine chest, literally and figuratively. Decolonize your medicine chest. Look in your cabinet, clean it out. What's in there? Do you even know what's in your medicine chest? You know, it's time to throw some of that stuff out. It may be time to get new things. Add things to your medicine chest that support your health. Don't just let it be the place you go when things are broken or bleeding or cut or scraped. This isn't a place to go just for the traumas of life. True medicine in a decolonial sense means medicine that sustains and helps you. So investigate that for yourself and see how you can embrace that. The scripture to study this winter is Psalm 138:8, and it reads, Adonai will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, Adonai, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. This is a very powerful scripture. It's a scripture that you want to pray over your destiny. It's a scripture that you want to pray over your life. It's a scripture you want to step into deeper understanding of. Again, print it out, print it up, print it out, put it on the wall, make it a screensaver, put it on the index card, memorize it, work with this scripture and pray with it. Read it at least once a week. Grow in grace. Be the love and the joy and the happiness that you're seeking. Wherever you go, may you be a blessing to yourself, your family, your community, and all who you come in contact with. Blessings to you. Take care. And until next time, love you all. Peace.